This is a Women Uninterrupted podcast, the space where we host difficult conversations between different generations of women. Brought to you by The Hindu. Hello, I'm your host Anna Thomas on Women Uninterrupted, and my guests tonight are Kavita Saini and Nisha Narayanan, both content and communication professionals. Welcome, Nisha and Kavita.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anna. In this episode of Women Uninterrupted, we are talking about the final phase in a woman's reproductive lifespan, the menopause. And so I brought in a trained menopause clinic practitioner, Dr. Tina Thomas, who is an obstetrician and gynecologist. Welcome, Dr.
Thank you.
Before I pass the mic to Nisha and Kavita, here are two questions. Let me start with one. A question from a listener, Divya Nair from the Netherlands. Why can't menopause happen once and for all overnight without making a pomp and show for months together? Is there any way to reduce the pomp?
It can happen overnight for some people. So it also depends on our lifestyle and our attitude. If we correct that, most of it gets corrected.
Okay. Is there a solution, like a one pill solution?
There is no one pill solution.
No. Okay.
Romantic.
Okay, taking the mic to Nisha here, who says she took AMH, an anti-murine hormone test. I never heard of that. So you told me, how did you begin that journey? What symptoms made you take one?
Yeah, so I've always had very regular periods. Got pregnant when I wanted to. I've never had any issues with reproductive health. But close to the age of 40, my period started to get less heavy and still on time, but then after the age of 40, it started to also get more and more spaced out. And I started to worry that there might be some health issue. I went to the doctor and she did a checkup and she thought everything was fine. So at the age of 43, though, she asked me to take an AMH test. And it turned out that my AMH levels were negligible, way below the range. So she told me that I had pretty much run out of eggs and that I had pretty much hit menopause. And then I continue to have my periods occasionally, maybe like once or twice a year. And then since, I think, 2020, I've not had my periods at all. And I'm 47 right now. So at around the age of 45, I think I pretty much got it done with.
Is that early menopause? What is early menopause?
Early menopause, which is earlier than what you expect. But menopause can be not early. It can be a premature menopause or it can be a regular menopause. Premature menopause is which happens any time before the age of 40 years. Menopause ideal age is 51 plus minus. So if it happens before that, you tell it and call it as early, but not very significantly medically term. Either it is premature, which is less than 40, or it is a menopause, which can be early or late. Average is, as I told, 51. So anything before 46, 47 would be early. Anything beyond 52, 53 may be late.
So are those both concerns, early and late menopause? Do you take ourselves out of?
Usually not a concern, but it is till we are not reached the menopause age, our estrogen levels are very good in the body. And estrogen is what protects our bones and heart. So the better option is not to have an early menopause. But then it is not in our control, so it has to happen when it happens. If it is very early, we can take precautions to protect ourselves. Otherwise, leave it if it's not troubling.
And like what kind of precautions? I think Kavita here,
yeah,
hitting early menopause.
Yes. So I was 39 when I started getting hot flushes and, you know, a little bit of brain fog and fatigue. And I'm 45 now and it's still continue. It continues. I mean, both the things are continuing, my periods as well as thrushes and all that. So what should I be?
So since it is still 45 and you are having your regular periods still.
Yes.
So what you started, hot flashes at 39, may not be a perimenopausal symptom. Perimenopausal symptom starts 2 to 3 years before menopause. Okay. So what you are having may be PMS, premenstrual syndrome, which may be a little broader variety. These are not menopause symptoms. So PMS may be something unlike perimenopausal. So perimenopausal is actually 2 to 3 years or 3 to 4 years, may run 4 or 5 years before you stop the period.
Okay. All right. I saw the gynecologist and she said she didn't need some hormone damage or whatever. But she asked you to wait, so
perhaps that's for. But now since the periods are coming monthly regularly. So
but the cycle is getting shorter and shorter.
Cycle means the flow is getting shorter or the number of days. So it should get longer and longer when you are reaching menopause. So when this process from 40 plus, mostly later half of 40s, you start getting into a phase of perimenopause. And if there is no hormonal imbalances or any associated organic problems in the uterus, then the periods will become longer. So you may start getting once in 2 months, once in 3 months, once in 4 months, once in 6 months, and then once in a year. And finally, 1 year of no period is called menopause.
Okay, so if this is a PMS symptom, is there a way she can treat it anybody?
So PMS is a quality of life issue. So perimenopausal symptoms also and PMS also is a quality of life issue. You treat when it affects the quality of life. Okay. So, first line of treatment for that are certain vitamin tablets which you take, and it brings down the problems by 50 to 60% symptoms. So, for some person, when you bring down the symptoms by 50 60%, they are very happy and they are done with it. So, that may be the enough treatment for them. Some people may not be happy with that, they still be having hot flush if they feel. Still have difficulty in traveling, going outside and everything, then you can go into second line of treatment. Second line of treatment can be hormonal pills. There are further treatment depending upon the requirements of what are your symptoms. If it's just hot flashes, it may just control with hormonal pills.
All right, that makes sense. Right, Shu?
Yeah, doctor, considering that I had a relatively early menopause, are there any risks associated with that? I've read recently that there's an increased risk of dementia maybe or more cardiovascular problems going forward. Okay, so in a normal reproductive age group woman, the estrogen release may be around some 100 units, 50, 10, 20 to 100 units per day. Whereas in menopause, the ovaries have stopped working. So there is no egg release. There is no hormone releasing from the ovaries. So there is no estrogen coming from the ovaries. So your daily release of estrogen is only 2 micrograms, 3 micrograms like that. So it's very less. From 100 to this is the range when you are in menopause. Now, where is this estrogen coming? Because estrogen ovaries have stopped completely. So this estrogen is coming from the fat. So very minimum amount of fat gets converted to estrogen, then your adrenal glands may release little. So such a difference in estrogen level gives in lot of symptoms. If I tell you the symptoms, what happens during menopause, you will be able to understand how it is protecting you. So once your estrogen starts falling or you reach menopause, then you have many symptoms like hot flashes. So any time of the day and early mornings and late nights, you might just sweat. It does becomes a problem when you're working in an AC setup. But it matters when you're going for a medical.
Correct.
It may be AC, you know, others may be fine, but you will be just drooling. So how hot flashes affect your quality of life? You start stopping to go to public functions. You start avoiding a lot of rushes.
Correct.
You must be window shopping and enjoying your stress levels, decreasing all this noise. But now you would prefer not to go. So these are the problems that women at menopausal age. So hot flashes, one. Number two, skin becomes brittle, little more softer, weaker, okay, thinner, easy bruising and all. Then vaginal dryness comes in. So sexual problems come in, dyspareunia comes in, difficulty in having sex, there may be painful sex. The genital areas are all dried up, so there may be itching. Last thing, because of these urogenital dryness, there may be recurrent urine infections coming in. So that has to be dealt with. Lot of mood changes. So the bone absorption, it comes down, and even the deposits in the bone comes down. So there is lot of the bone demineralization. So the and the heart is even protected by estrogen. You would have heard many 25-year-old boy had an heart attack. 35-year-old boy had. But have you heard a 25-year-old girl having? No, because we are protected. So God has given us so much estrogen to protect. And then suddenly one day, he just takes up all the estrogen. And then you are at higher risk of bone damage and heart problems than men of the same age.
Okay.
So when you shift, for some people, the shift may be very abrupt. So the first question Anna asked me is not a pill that I can make a sudden difference. Mm-hmm. Believe me, that sudden difference is so painful.
Mm-hmm.
That is why it happens so over 1 or 2 years, where you so slowly and subtly take the changes which is happening in your body and reach gracefully into your condition called menopause.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how do we counter the effects of menopause? How do we counter the bone loss and the... So how do we counter the protective process? First thing is we should understand where we stand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Half of the people are suffering. Mm-hmm. They don't know why they are suffering. They are ready to suffer. So that doesn't work out. Find out what is happening, changes in your body, what is it that is affecting you, and meet your gynecologist to help you with what can be done. There are many problems which may come at the same time, which may not be menopause related, but they may all put into that category. So hot flashes, if it is very bad, we have treatment, hormone replacement therapy. So as I told you, first line of treatment, we can give some vitamins and see if it works. If there is sufficient decrease, then that is enough. Otherwise, we go for hormone replacement therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So, your genitourinary problems, if recurrent urine infections, know that this is coming.
Mm-hmm.
I am a person who drinks half a liter of water all my life. I have been drinking half a liter. Now at 50 years, if I still drink half a liter, it doesn't work out. I should understand that thing and drink 2 liters daily. So then my urinary symptoms will come down. Sexual problems, you have already a lot of lubricant gels which can help you. Go ahead and get those and use it. Mood changes actually is the biggest problem I feel. Rest all you can manage yourself. Mood changes, you are actually troubling the people in front of you. Your trouble is less. Today when my husband says anything, I get angry very fast, very fast. So past 6 months that happened, that's happening. So he says, I can't talk to you anything to get angry. Neither he realizes, neither I realize because I have no time to go through that menopause cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So train yourself. Train yourself, do meditation, do yoga, do things which will help you. You should make your children and your family members and your husband aware that you are going through that period of stress. They have to understand. So support is also very much required. So then the last line, as I told you, is a hormone replacement therapy, which can be used to treat. In cases when there are early menopause, you can put them on hormone replacement therapy because now a person who's gone into menopause 42, 43, they have lost 10 years of their good part. Okay, so you can put them on hormone replacement therapy, provided they understand how it is to be taken, what is to be done, and continue.
What are the risks of HRT, any risk? Because they say that it could lead to breast cancer if you take it for more than a year.
No, it doesn't lead to any breast cancer. Benign tumors are increased risk with HRT, but doesn't increase as such breast cancer. For that matter, any tablet you take comes with it,
risk.
Benefit and risk.
Right.
You always see whether the benefit is more than the risk. So when it is just hot flashes, maybe in 6 months to 1 year, HRT will help. Taking HRT doesn't increase all these risks, provided. See, after 40 years, every woman should do ultrasound breast every year. That is whether you are on HRT, whether you are not. That's a screening, evidence-based medicine rule of the world. See, if you have been doing yearly ultrasound breasts, you pick up. You don't do that once in a while, you pick up a benign solid tumor and then say, because you have taken HRT, it doesn't work like that. You have to be monitored. So you have been on chemotherapy and breast cancers and all, then probably we don't put them on HRT. But otherwise, the benefit is much more than the risk.
So in the UK, they recently announced that you can buy a dental board and they can buy HRT OTC over the counter. What do you think about that? That gives the woman the...
I don't know how it works like that, because so HRT is different types, okay? So it is a combination of estrogen, progesterone. It can be just estrogen, okay? So a person who is having, if she is in a perimenopause, she's not reached menopause yet, then obviously combination is required. You can't manage with one. If the uterus is there, you need combination. Estrogen alone doesn't work. Understood? So over-the-counter HRT doesn't work. HRT are hormones.
Okay.
They cannot be given over-the-counter unless your population is so much educated that they know it's not possible.
Yeah.
It is. There can be a sequential monthly HRT where you bleed every month. There can be 3 monthly bleeding HRT. There can be an HRT which you don't bleed at all. So a person on road cannot do a OTC and decide what I want to do.
I have a question from Priyanka Deep in Bangalore. How important and how safe is it to start taking calcium, lifting weights? Because I have been told I have menopausal symptoms. Is there anything I shouldn't have gone for any risks in Sunday doing it?
So calcium, as I told you, calcium absorption also comes down. So definitely after 50 years, taking calcium helps with vitamin D3. With absorption has to happen. Plain calcium doesn't work. So vitamin D3. You can check your bone mineral density to see how often you need. There may be people who need regularly. There may be people who require alternate months or something. And lifting weights and exercising, it helps to bring up the bone mineral density. So it is better you do that.
Well, I think she's thinking about risks, like you can't suddenly start lifting weights one day.
No, it is not that overnight your bones have become brittle.
Yeah.
They become brittle over 20 years.
Yeah.
So at 70, you have not been doing anything.
Yeah.
And suddenly at 60, 70, you start quitting it, but it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But if you're at 50, you are still good to go.
Going back to early menopause, because obviously I haven't elaborated upon that. And in totally or whatever, do you find that more women are menopausing earlier than before?
Yeah, definitely. I have myself in the last 1 year seen 5 cases of premature menopause, forget about. Mm-hmm. So in the last 15 years, I have been practicing now 20 years. So in the first 15, 16 years, I have seen only 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. In the last 1 or 2 years, I have seen 4 or 5.
Okay.
So definitely the number is increasing. Maybe lifestyle, maybe late pregnancies. Because of late pregnancies, infertility, lot of IVF treatments, hormonal pumping of IVFs and all that. These are all the causes. They don't get conceived. You put tablets to make them ovulate. When you give them tablets to ovulate, you are increasing the number of eggs that are taken up monthly. So even if and people are exercising and doing things, but half of the population not what which used to. So if you compare their mothers, they would be doing work at home, rushing to office, beyond that, a lot of exercise levels. That is not happening. Now with this COVID coming in, 70% are working from home. So that also is not happening.
Yeah.
Lifestyle is a big change.
Yeah, here's a question from Santhya Govind in New Zealand. I'm just starting menopause and my BP has been very high for the past 10 days. I've had a full checkup and there is no apparent reason for it. Could this be a hormone
flash? Then 10 days BP may not be menopause related. Can't tell if the mood changes are very high. So blood pressure can be stress induced, can be overweight issues, obesity issue, exercise issue, can be renal, can be our own body structural thing. So when it has to come. So menopause cannot be blamed for everything. Her 10 days of BP doesn't say that she's going to continue also. Probably lifestyle change will help it. Do take tablets for that.
So a friend of mine had premature menopause. She was 28 when she had it. But if you take that example and then consider the kind of things that happen in her body because estrogen is not being released, should she be on?
Yeah, 28 years, definitely not. Because she is 25 years, she should be on HRT, definitely. Not only for protecting her for long lives, it is for her own development. No, for she needs period monthly. She may, once there is menopause, there is no period.
Yes.
So there is a possibility she may want to have periods monthly. So HRT is definitely required. Mm-hmm. At 28, more changes will be very bad. She may be dead. So menopause has also effect on your confidence levels. So it also at 28 getting menopause, she also doesn't know how to deal with it. Yeah. So definitely HRT is an answer for her. Definitely.
I need to ask you about postmenopausal symptoms. How long can these symptoms last once you hit
20? Usually the most severe ones last for 6 months. But then it usually subsides. Some may stop in 1 or 2 years. Mildly, it may continue for 5 years also. But the major chunk is just for the 6 months.
Okay. How long have you been having hot flashes, Vandisha?
I have since I was 44, maybe 2 years before menopause.
And
it's been 2 years after menopause. And it's
okay. Just continued.
Not too bad, but still requiring hot flashes.
Okay.
Mood, I don't know if it's related to life events or if it is related to... It's not too bad, but...
We really can't define whether mood is due to...
Somebody else has to divide them.
What does HRT involve? Is it expensive? Or is it a pill?
So HRT can be in many forms. One is pills. So tablet form, not very expensive. It may be somewhere around like the contraceptive pills you take, the same type of things. So it can be pills, it can be patches. Estrogen patches are now available. Then there are inserts available now, and estrogen gels are available for the genital dryness. Mm-hmm. So all these forms are available.
So thank you, Dr. Tina. I think we need to have more conversations about menopause. We've already been talking about having more conversations about periods and how to talk about menstruation. It's time to start talking about menopause. And there are a large number of menopause clinics coming up. So that's a good sign. And if you have more questions on this episode, write to us at this email, editor@thehindu.co.in, with the subject line, Women Uninterrupted. Thank you, Kavita, Nisha. Thank you so much, Dr. Tina. Signing off on this episode of the Women Uninterrupted podcast, brought to you by The Hindu.